This is Ethan Walsey, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And my special guest is
Amelia Macapia.
I don't know. We've literally spent the last when did I come over? Like 5 hours ago.
Okay, well, I took like an hour and a half long nap.
That's true. There was an intermission. I don't know. We watched a silly movie about someone that made wedding dresses, and
we got Thai food.
It was great. Yeah. It was awesome. Got some purple rice that was beige, and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Anything you want to get off your chest to the eight people listening?
Very, very special thank you to Ethan. I'm so honored to be here.
Thank you to you, dude.
And no, I remember when you came over this summer and we had this great conversation about music and we're dorking out together.
Yeah, that's why you're
and
here, man.
And since then, I've like combed through your Spotify a number of times, and I can attest that you have a great taste in music.
You have a great...
And are great at curating the vibe.
Oh, please. So. You have a great taste in music. That's why you're here. Yeah, cool. Well, we've got some cool stuff coming up. Yeah, all right. I'll just let the music speak for itself. This is International Players Anthem by UGK and Outkast. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in.
So, I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I wanna be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true, but I'm no island. Peninsula, maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussycat that's in my lap, no looking back. Spaceships don't come equipped with rearview mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pip. I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter. Sure on the subject. You sure? Fuck it. You know we got your back like chiropractic. If that bitch do you dirty, we'll wipe her ass out as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry, go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part. Play your part.
My bitch a choose it, lover. Never fuck without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive a compressor. Top notch hoes get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck with $40 in the club. Fucking up the game, bitch, it gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. $1,000 a pop, I'm pulling Bentleys off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some hoes wanna choose, but them bitches too scary. Your bitch chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
Time to get down with the team. The grass is greener on that other side. If you know what I mean, I show you shit you've never seen. The seven wonders of the world. And I can make you the eighth if you wanna be my girl. When I say my girl, I don't mean my woman. That ain't my style. Need a real street stalker. Stalker. Walk a green mile. Mile. Be piling up the paper on the dining room table. Cause you able to realize I'm the truth and not a fable. Baby, we rockin' Russian sable. Keep that chiller on the rack. What I look like with some $1,000 shit up on my back. I'm a $1 million Mac, they need a $1 billion bitch. Put my pimpin' in your life, watch your daddy get rich. Easy as ABC, simple as 1, 2, 3. Get down with UGK, pimp CB, you with me. Cause what's a hoe with no pimp, and what's a pimp with no hoes? Don't be a lame, you know the game and how it goes. We try to get chose.
Many, many decisions with precision I pick or make my selection on who I choose to be with. Girl, don't touch my protection. I know you won't let to slip, but slipping is something I don't do. Tipping for life.
Mm-hmm.
That's like making it rain every month on schedule.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, get your parasol umbrella, cause it's gonna get wetter. Better prepare you for the sea support. She's supposed to spend it on that baby, but we see she don't.
Ass Paul McCartney, the lawyers couldn't stop this. Slaughter of them pockets had to tie to a rocket.
Send her into outer space, I know he wish he could, cause he paying 20k a day, that bitch is eating good. Like an infant on a double D titty, just getting drunk, cause you miscalculated the next to the last pump.
Dump in the gut, raw from the giddy up. Better choose the right one or pick the kitties up.
What a great and also seminal song, man. Love Outkast. Yeah, I don't know, good music. We got a PSA. What's the PSA?
Order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right, going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and incredibly inexpensive too. And to start off, and to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So, what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link, then fill out the form there to receive a copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer-lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org.
Is that just a bunch of vegetables? Like I'm imagining like a vegetarian starter kit. It's either that or just like
like lentils.
Yeah, or canned
tofu.
Goods. Yeah, honestly, free. You say it was free. I don't want to do any free PETA promo because PETA is extremely problematic.
They're but pretty hysterical.
No, it's honestly very, very funny how, like...
Is it the PETA people who keep, like, throwing, like, tomato soup on paintings and,
no.
like, gluing their heads?
Those are climate activists. Okay. Yes.
I group them in as one and the same.
Yeah, because it's just kind of, you know, silly, goofy activities. I don't know. Yeah. Imagine if we put as much effort into making like real change as they do into like virtue signaling. Imagine all the people. No. yeah. Okay. I don't know. Next is Miss Lauryn Hill. One of my favorites. Probably going to be in my top. What do you think is going to be in your Spotify rap this year?
Oh God, dude, It's always
it's never what I think it's gonna be.
Some trashy stuff.
I know, and it's
like
they really
expose you.
I know.
Like I bet there's gonna be like Soulja Boy or like, you know, when you're
that's
just in
all,
your
no,
room
that's
and
great,
you like
though.
Need to dance.
Yeah. Honestly.
But then I'm like, I can't show that to people.
No, there are people who put their stuff on their Instagram story. And you know, in the defense of the bullies, it's a great means of calling people out.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Oh yeah.
It's like there's no way.
I like to pretend I'm a lot more sophisticated than I am.
I know.
With what I
listen
to on a day-to-day basis.
I think that my music taste has gotten worse.
Really?
Oh my God, absolutely. In the last year, absolutely. Yes. I think that there's like an inverse correlation between like my age and my taste in music. Well, except when I was like in middle school and I listened to Eminem. That was a low. Yeah.
In what sense is it deteriorating?
It's deteriorating in the sense that, I don't know, I listen to a lot more synthy music, a lot more electronic stuff. I think it's primarily just because I'm more like sound focused.
Oh,
you know
I
what
see,
I mean?
I
like I valued lyricism in high school because I was just this
no,
small
like,
town.
I like
yeah.
reading the story of the lyrics.
Yeah.
But I wish I knew more of the technical terms with which to analyze all the like instrumentals and
me too,
and
man.
Background happenings.
Music, the study of music is a beautiful thing. Music theory and whatnot. Yeah. Speaking of beautiful music, You told me you love D'Angelo, and I'll be honest, I don't know much about this feature artist, but as soon as the song starts playing, I'm going to ask you more about it, so I don't talk their ears off. But here is what I think might be my top, one in my top five songs of the year. This is Nothing Even Matters by Miss Lauryn Hill.
Stop.
I'll be honest, gun to my head, that's the only Pixies song that I know. And I'm serious. Yeah, right before that, oh yeah, Nothing Even Matters. What a great, great song. I was telling you earlier, but I'm going to repeat it because for the sake of like comedic recycling, I miss like the era of like R&B where it's just kind of melodic moaning over wind chimes for like the first 30 seconds of a song. And then it's the first verse, you know what I mean? Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. This next song is a request from my mom. Yeah. It's a great song. I don't know a single lyric of it. It's Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam.
They don't wait. Titi lua, a brisa vem do mar. Eu no teu olhar, uma estrela no céu. Sinto teu desejo a querer o teu beijo. E na rua uma lua de mel. Os meus pés no chão e a sedução da flor encravada nos cabelos em trança. O balanço nos braços como ave suave, batendo as asas na dança. Danço a rula ruki e o tcha tcha tcha. Sou estrela no céu. Vem tocar meu corpo sensual. Quero ouvir você chamar. Ao te ver dançar, deixo o meu olhar preso ao teu olhar. Como estrela no céu, todo meu desejo é te dar um beijo e contigo dançar o lagar.
Yeah, I forget if I... No, I just went into straight into Suede Hula Girl. What a great song. And of course, this is... Oh, shoot, I didn't tell you where the previous songs were sampled. Okay, speed round. That song was sampled by Freddie Dredd. It was really only like half a second. It was like a little whistle that takes place around the 33-second mark. And International Players Anthem wasn't sampled, but it was interpolated by A$AP Rocky on his album Testing, on the song Changes. He kind of changes up the lyrics. Oh, I just got that. The song's called Changes. Really makes you think. We live in a society. Anywho, yeah, man. We're moving into the Amelia portion of the show. The songs that are left have been selected and curated and specially placed with the artistic eye of my very special guest. I'm gonna introduce this next song. I don't know much about it. It's called "This Old Heart of Mine," and there's something in parentheses that the window isn't big enough to show. It's called "Is Dot Dot Dot" by the Isley Brothers. I don't know. What do you know about this song?
Well, this song was shown to me by an old friend from home, and it pulls your heartstrings and lifts your mood. And I think the first time I heard it, I maybe listened to it like 20 times that day alone. So very near and dear to my heart, and from a person who's taught me a lot about music. So this one goes out to Corey.
Thanks, Corey. Here's the song.
want to give you some love. I want to give you some good, good loving. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. Yeah, I want to give you some good, good loving.
Turn your lights down low. Never, never try to resist. Oh no.
Nah, nah, nah.
Oh, let your love come shining in.
Nah, nah, nah.
Into our lives again.
Nah, nah, nah.
Saying, ooh, I love you.
I love you. I love you.
And I want you to know right now.
Know right now.
Every 3 minutes and 30 seconds of every day, and every chorus was written for us to recite,
right?
Every beautiful melody of devotion every night. This potion might, this ocean might carry me in the wave of emotion to ask you to marry me. And every word, every second and every third expresses a happiness more clearly than ever heard. And when I play them, every chord is a poem telling the Lord how grateful I am, cause I know him. The harmonies possess a sensation similar to your caress. If you asking and I'm telling you it's yes. Stand in love, take my hand in love, God bless.
Right.
I want to give you some good, good loving. Turn your light down low.
Right now.
And pull your window curtain.
Right now.
And let your love come tumbling in.
Right now.
Into our lives again.
Right now.
Yeah. Ooh, it's been a long, long time.
Yeah.
I got this message for you, boy.
But it seemed I was never on time.
Still, I wanna get through to you, boy. On time.
Right now.
On time.
Right now.
I want to give you some love. I want to give you some good love.
Can you hear me?
That was, what was that? That
Turn
was,
Your Lights Down Low, Bob Marley, and Miss Lauryn Hill.
And Miss Lauryn Hill. God, what a legendary duo. I need to listen to that. Oh my gosh, Fatboy Slim. I'm just now seeing the cover art for the song that's coming up. I know Fatboy Slim. He was a trailblazer in like mixing and chopping stuff up to and reconfiguring it. Yeah. I don't know. This is your pick, so I'll let you give a little description if you so desire.
Okay, this is At the Hotel by Eunice Collins, and it's one of my favorite soul songs, and it's actually her only release, which is crazy. But I feel like that makes it all the more special, knowing that it's like this song that she made alone. So, Ethan, want to take it away?
Yeah, I'll take it away. Well, that's I'll let me. Eunice Collins take it away. This is At the Hotel.
At the hotel, pity motel, treating me like
your hurry, baby.
At the hotel, treating me
like
I'm for sale.
At the hotel, getting motel, treating me like I'm for sale. Out of the fire, into the pain. Why can't you be a 60-minute man?
At the hotel, getting motel, treating me like
your hurry,
I'm
baby.
For sale. At the hotel, getting motel, treating me like I'm for sale.
Would you mind if I demonstrate?
Talk about goddamn baby making music. Oh my god. What a great song by a great artist. Literally, we were in the studio like 20 minutes ago, and she was like, is it okay if I swap out a song? And I was like, yeah, what song is it? And I saw that she added, that Amelia added Sexual Healing to the playlist, and I lost it. What an excellent, excellent, excellent song. Thank you for throwing that on there.
Yeah, so my story for this song is, a couple weekends ago, I went to this jazz club in the South End here called The Beehive, and they have live music.
What a great name
and
for a club.
There was this great band playing, and I think this song was playing when I said I love you to my boyfriend for the first time. And I ended up reaching out to the band afterwards because there was all this music, and in the moment I like knew the words, and then I got home and like had forgotten half of the songs that were playing, and it was just like such a sweet night that I had to remember what was playing like before and after this. And so I reached out to the band, I like DM'd them on Instagram, and they like sent all this music from Spotify over, and I feel like so endlessly indebted to them because it was such a special moment. So that was for Charles, and love you very much.
You sucker. You absolute sucker. I'm glad you're doing that. Do a shout out to Claire pretty much every other week in the form of a song. I don't know. I feel like this is a simp show. This is a safe space.
Here.
We indulge here. This is a safe space.
You got to appreciate it when you have it.
Absolutely, because yeah. People spend their whole lives looking for it. All right, another.
Okay, next is Dreamland, again Bob Marley and the Wailers. And this song has such a hazy, like, ethereal quality to it. And it reminds me of everything I love to study about the marine environment. So I hope you enjoy it, too.
You are a marine biology mm-hmm. enthusiast. That's right. All right. Well, an ode to fish and the environment they live in. Here's Dreamland by Bob Marley and the Wailers, courtesy of Amelia on Free Samples.
There's a land that I have heard about so far across the sea. There's a land that I have heard about so far across the sea. Oh, oh, and to have you on my dreamland would be like heaven to me. To have you on my dreamland would be like heaven to me. Oh,
you got a breakfast
here from the tree. But before this time, oh, another year, I hope to make us one.
For this time, oh, another year, I hope to make us one.
To make us one, yes. And we live together on that dreamland and have so much fun.
We live together on that dreamland and have so much fun.
So much fun. Oh,
yeah. Oh, what a
time, what a time
it would be.
This would be,
oh, just a way. Oh,
and see,
look at the stars.
Look at the stars up in the sky.
Sure.